Thank you for your company and welcome to the Australian Society of Clinical Hypnotherapists introduction to our webinar series, where you will hear interesting conversations with members and guests. It's all about the mind. I want to welcome Dr. Robert McNeely to this introduction to his webinar, Creating Connections in Hypnosis, Building on an Ericksonian Approach. Hi, Rob. How are you going?
Oh, good. Thanks, Matthew. Thanks for this opportunity to speak about this webinar.
So what is creating connections in hypnosis and building on an Ericksonian approach?
Erickson tipped the whole therapy situation and hypnosis on its head. You know, hypnosis is often followed a medical model where the process is to ask for information so we can make a diagnosis and then we can treat it. Erickson was not interested in the diagnosis in treating people. He invited us all to become interested in helping to look with each individual person for what's missing for them, what would be helpful for them so that they wouldn't have their problem. For example, he told me that a woman rang him saying she'd been washing her hands obsessively for 15 years. And he said he was very interested to find out from her what she used to do with her hands 16 years previously. So he wasn't interested in treating an obsessive compulsive disorder. He wasn't interested in looking for a cause. He wasn't looking to treat her, just to help her to reconnect with that experience of washing her hands normally. Trying to find a diagnosis and treating it, we actually work with the individual person and look to help them to get something useful for them.
Okay, so building the extension for the common everyday trance, what will you be presenting at the webinar?
Erickson again introduced this notion of the common everyday trance, where we read a book, we watch a movie, we get involved in walking in nature, and we just get into this experience, we get focused and get absorbed in it, and we can think of hypnosis as an extension of this in such a way that hypnosis then becomes something familiar, something ordinary, something not something weird or alien or something to be scared of. So it brings it down to everyday life and makes it more available for clients, and it takes the pressure off us as therapists.
So basically entering the client's everyday model and working with that?
Exactly. And in particular, if we ask someone what they like to do, when someone's doing something that they like to do, they have all the resources right at their fingertips, otherwise they wouldn't like it. But if we can find out what's missing for someone, what would be helpful for them so that they wouldn't have the problem, and then we can invite them to become focused and absorbed in doing something they like to do, and then look within that experience and expect to find the missing resource that they can access and bring to the problem so that it gets taken care of.
So how do you identify that connection with the person in hypnosis?
Well, as part of the pre-hypnotic interaction, we can ask someone, what's the problem that you're willing to do something about today? And then to ask them, what would be useful for you so that you wouldn't have to have this problem? If something happened today and you found that you'd resolved the problem, what would be different for you?
And then they pull upon that resource to implement that?
Exactly. And most people take a moment, because it's an unusual question. Clients come to see us because they think there's something wrong with them. And as the medical model underlies the whole traditional approach. So when we say, what's missing for you, that if you had it, you'd be okay, often there's a moment of silence and a moment of puzzlement. And most people will then, when they reflect on that, will get very clear about what it is they want, what it is that would be useful for them, what would be helpful for them. If it's not clear, we can always ask someone to imagine the time has passed and that they've solved the situation, what's different for you? What's present for you? And what's present for this person when the problem's been resolved is going to be what's missing with the problem. The therapy question that they call the miracle question is another way of getting clear about what's missing for someone. You know, in the miracle question, we say, you know, if you went to sleep tonight, you've got that problem. And while you're asleep, something happened and that problem disappeared. And it disappeared while you're asleep, so you don't know how that happened. But you wake up in the morning and you're feeling okay. What's different? And again, what's different in the morning after the so-called miracle, what's present then is going to be what's absent for the person that has the problem be problematic.
And you will be talking more extensively about this at your webinar.
Exactly. And not only talking about it, I'm going to invite people into an experience so that they can find out what it's like from the inside rather than me just making noise, talking and giving a lecture.
So what drew you to Erickson's work?
What drew me towards him was when I first saw a film, now a video, of him working with two clients. It was called The Artistry of Milton H. Erickson. And what impressed me, and really impressed me, was that he was talking like a person interested in another human being, not some expert, wise person who's going to tell someone what they should do and shouldn't do. He was very human. And I think that that grew from his background as a boy growing up on a farm and interested in practicalities, not in theories. That really appealed to me.
Okay, so I'm looking forward to this webinar. And Rob, I want to thank you for coming on this podcast, and we look forward to what you have to demonstrate.
Thank you, Matthew. Thanks for the opportunity to speak about this. It's one of my favourite topics, and I'm looking forward to sharing with people who are interested. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We look forward to your company again. In the meantime, you can check out our website, asch.com.au.